Now beat that. And McDougal's saying, learn how to live mix. So you learn how to live mix, and it's wonderful. You feel so good. And after all the how-to DJ courses and videos, and don't forget about that obsession for puppets you picked up from being around Patchy, hey, now you'll get to DJ on radio for Meguka. And you'll spend all your money buying new music. No more ripping from YouTube for my playlists. So now you get your DJ name tattoo on your back. Cause you're so excited about it. If you continue to apply today, after several months, oh my god, you'll come in as a guest DJ. And when you do that, if you kiss Kefsar's ass, you'll get moved up to the next level, which is being a guest DJ in FNF. And boy, is that great. You get to play FNF when no one else wants to DJ. And they don't know how to live mix. They actually just like VTubers. So now you're part of the DJ clique. You know what live mixing does for you? It makes you really cool, man. All the other DJs wanted a playlist on Kookabash. Not me. I crafted my set. Okay? I was a live mixing genius. This was meant to be. You know how many Udemy courses I took? Extra courses, extra videos. No, I've never played live. But you know what? My live mixing rep keeps me satisfied. When some drunk Gooka walks up to me and says, hey, you know how to live mix without sync? No, I don't know how to live mix without sync. But I bet I can make you a playlist in the same key. Very fast.